The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not be afraid any longer, little flock, for your Father is pleased to give you the kingdom. Sell your belongings and give alms. Provide money bags for yourselves that do not wear out, an inexhaustible treasure in heaven. The no thief can reach nor both destroy. For where your treasure is, there also will your heart be. Get your loins and light your lamps. It be like servants who await the master's return from a wedding, ready to open immediately when he comes and knocks. Blessed are those servants whom the master finds vigilant on his arrival. Amen. I say to you, he will gird himself, have them recline at the table, and proceed to wait on them. And should he come in the second or third watch and find them prepared in this way, blessed are those servants. Be sure of this. If the master of the house had known the hour when the thief was coming, he would not have let his house be broken into. You also must be prepared, for in an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come." Then Peter said, "Lord, is this parable meant for us or for everyone?" And the Lord replied, "Who then is the faithful and prudent steward whom the master will put in charge of his servants to distribute the food allowance at the proper time? Blessed that the servant whom his master on arrival finds doing so. Truly I say to you, the master will put the servant in charge of all his property. But if that servant says to himself, 'My master is delayed in coming,' and begins to beat the men servants and the maid servants to eat and drink and get drunk, then the servant's master will come on an expected time and an unknown hour and will punish the servant severely and assign him a place with the unfaithful. The servant who knew his master's will but did not make preparations nor act in accord with his will shall be beaten severely. And a servant who was ignorant of his master's will but acted in a way deserving of a severe beating shall be beaten only lightly. Much will be required of the person entrusted with much, and still more will be demanded of the person entrusted with more." Gospel of the Lord. What Jesus expects us today, the simple message Are you ready? If he comes in front of you, he comes in the midst, what will you say to him when he comes? Are your hearts opened, joyful? Or you may say, wait a minute, I haven't made my contrition yet. Jesus is present all the time. The only thing is, are you there? Many times we say we prepare is if you think the time of our death on the deathbed or the time when you go to heaven. No. Jesus didn't come to have us, to prepare us the kingdom of God in the next 20 years. Now is the time. Now is the kingdom of God in you, in us. If you don't have this joy, you waste your time. You don't live as you should. Jesus came on earth just to lead us in His way of life. Many times we might think heaven is the place where we enjoy. Not exactly that heaven. What Jesus expects is heaven on earth. His incarnation is like the presence of the Lord, the love of God on earth. Not only on Christmas Day we sing peace of God on earth. Right now, it's the most important message of Jesus for each one of us. Be ready. I mean, your heart is there. But many times when you come, we are not ready. Not exactly ready. More or less ready. We just tell ourselves, well, we don't. I'm not bad. I'm okay. I do my best. Not very best, but best. It's not enough. Jesus wants us to live in joy. We don't live in joy because our heart is not with Him. We put some time for Him. That's not paradise on earth. Paradise on earth is the whole person, the whole Blessed Trinity in you right now. Keep Him. That's a paradise. It's a very good example is that we be the living tabernacle. Keep Jesus. If you love God, surely you will forgive people. If you don't, you don't love God at all. We tell ourselves, I love God. I say my prayer. I do what I can. That's not enough. Jesus expects, if this moment He comes, your heart is full of life, full of love, for God and for man. If not, what do you find? The door is closed. Where there is no love, no God. God cannot enter. He is waiting outside your house. He is locking. He is waiting. This is the heart of Jesus. He wants our hearts always open. That's a parable. Always ready. The door is open. If you don't love very much, if you still keep many material things more than spiritual things, your door is still locked. He cannot enter. So today the gospel is just, he's locking at your door, not her door or his door, my door, your own door. Don't judge. Oh, they did this. Oh, she's the same. Mind your own business. You just follow me, Jesus says. Jesus tell Peter. People was wondering, what happened to John? Because Jesus says, Peter, when you're young, you can go anywhere. When you got older, your hand be kept and you'll be brought away to the prison. And for curiosity, Peter asked Jesus, what about John? What he says, mind your own business. Whatever John will be, even if stay alive until I come, that's your business. You just follow me. So this is a very clear invitation, a personal invitation to each one of us. Many times we suffered without. This morning we meditate on the diary of Sister Faustina. When he first entered the convent, for whole 2 years on novitiate, always in darkness. Sometimes he cried, went to his room and cried and cried and cried the whole night. Only for some seconds, Jesus appeared to him, my daughter, even you suffer, I am with you. But still, the whole month, the whole year, no light, no night, no peace. But Jesus is there. Sometimes Jesus accompanies us with a glorious figure, resurrected. Sometimes come in a passion, crucifying. He's still there. He's still with you. Many times we expect the glorious Lord. It's true. But at times, he's a normal person. He have to go towards Calvary. And when Jesus mentioned to the disciples that he's going to Jerusalem, he'll be maltreated by the scribes and etc. Peter said, no, Jesus, don't go, don't go, don't go. You don't have to suffer for these things, for nothing. What Jesus said to Peter? Do you know what the word? Satan, go to my back. But what you answer, what you understand, is from my, of a man, not from God. So God has his mind for each one of us. At times, allowing bad things towards us, not to cleanse us, to let us feel, even though hardness, hardship, I am with you. This is our faith. Trust, although you don't feel much warmth, still trust. That's all. Only trust in his love. It's not easy. When you're well, you can trust anything. When you're sick, when you're weak, when you're persecuted, when you're misunderstood, it's difficult to understand the joy, the peace. What Jesus expects us peace be with you. No, when Jesus resurrected, when it comes to the disciple among the people, they were disturbed because they don't know what happened. You know, they could be the next one to be persecuted. All kept in the cenacle, the room where to the Last Supper. They're all afraid what Jesus would. Peace be with you. So today, believe peace of the Lord is always with you, by hook or by crook. This is our faith. Trust His mercy. His mercy, not all the time you feel the light, the strength. Jesus on the cross, He cried out, "God, God, why have you forsaken me?" It's a hell. Jesus always one with the Father, the Holy Spirit, and suddenly without the presence, it's hell. But the heart of Jesus, even though He went through the experience of hell, He still loved. He still prayed, "Father, forgive them because they don't know what they're doing." You know, this is what we have to do. At times you don't have light, but still you can give light to other people. Not for yourself. That's very interesting. Many times you cannot console yourself, you don't understand anything. But you can give light to people. When you are down, you can push up other person. When you're desperate, you can give hope. This sounds not normal, but this is our faith. Jesus, through His weakness, He gave us strength. His death gave us life. That's why we died of our self, old self. What St. Paul is saying, "Lord, tell me every day to take away the old selves and put on the new self, the self of Christ. So that from today onward that I'm not living for myself, only for the glory of God." Even though you are still in weakness, even though you don't have light, have this strength. You're not no more for yourself. The more you live for others, the more you have life. The more you reserve the light for yourself, you lose the light. This is our faith. So let us pray together for one another. If this strength, believing, Jesus never abandoned you unless you abandon Him.
Please,
I believe in God.
The Father of God.